Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we praise you, Jesus, we love you.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'll give you a moment to get there. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 5. If you speak Philippians and Colossians, just go one more time. 1 Thessalonians. If you get to 1 Timothy, you went too far. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 verse, the 18th verse. You have it, say amen. If you still need a minute, say, I need a minute. Okay, I got you. Can't give you a whole minute, but I can give you 30 seconds. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 verse, the 18th verse. Amen. And it reads, in everything. That's that part right there. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen.
You know what I mean? In everything. Give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Do me a favor, y'all. Point at them. Concerning
you.
That's good right there. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we bless your name on today. Lord God, we ask that you would have your way today, God. Be with us in this service today, God. Touch the preacher and the preach word, God. Touch these musicians and singers today, God, as they sing Zion songs unto you, God. And if there's anyone who's amongst us who does not have a relationship with you, God, if they feel so moved, God, touch them right now so that when the time comes, they can give their life over to Christ, God. Even those on the internet right now, God, if they feel so moved, God, if they hear a word that touches them on this, God, them the freedom of expression to turn their lives over to Christ to you on today. We pray now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
How many of you know that he's worthy to be praised? Come on, lift up your hand. If you know he's worthy to be praised, join in with us as we sing praise him this morning.
Praise him. Praise him.
Church, say amen. Oh, you can do better than that. If you really believe he's worthy, if you really believe he's worthy to be praised, come on, come on. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus. Blessed Savior, he's worthy. One more time, praise him, praise. In the morning I will, in the new day I will. Jesus. Blessed Savior, he's worthy. Hallelujah in this place. First, we'd like to welcome those of you who are visiting with us today. If you are visiting with us here at Ebenezer, we'd like to welcome you to this, the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. We are super excited for your presence here today. And if you are visiting, if you could just wave your hand so we might acknowledge you, praise the Lord for your presence, and for your presence today. Amen. We are super excited that you are here with us. And to all of those who are worshiping with us online, on our Facebook Live, or our YouTube channel, we greet you with Jesus' joy this morning. Amen. We want to praise God for a wonderful week in ministry this week. A wonderful week in ministry this week. Just a few announcements, and I have to call Minister King up after I'm finished with my announcements. I want you to know, Ebenezer, that our donors' breakfast was an absolute success on yesterday. Now, you should know that we didn't have a lot of people, but we had very impactful giving. And what I would say about that is, the Lord never used a majority to do nothing. It has always been a faithful few. And so to those business partners and those donors who came out to support, and in fact, there's one here today that she thought it was yesterday, but she's here today. We thank God for your presence. What you did on yesterday meant the world to our faith community. And for those of you who are watching, I know that there are people and persons who are still working towards sowing a seed of support for Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church as we continue our work towards the renovation of our edifice. Many of you are aware that God has given us an opportunity to restore this facility, this beautiful place, the birthplace of gospel music, a building that was built in 1899. And God has kept this building and its people and this congregation. But now we have to embark on our renovation project, a $1.2 million project, and we praise God that we are 85% there. Amen. You also should know that the dining room looked absolutely stunning. In fact, Ebenezer already got people who asked, when are we renting that out? They want to have a space to use. Oh, come on, y'all. They want to have a space to utilize. Amen. And so we are certainly, trustees, we are certainly getting on top of that because we, you know, you get all that beauty, it comes with a little bit of a cost. Amen. Because that wasn't for free, praise the Lord, but we thank God. And I just want to say thank you to the volunteers. Now, I already know I'm going to get in trouble because I'm going to call a couple of names. You know that's right. Call it right now. But I'm going to call two names, maybe three. The rest, y'all know who you are. So let me cover you this way. To everybody that volunteered, but specifically Patricia Butts and LaTanya Michelle King, we could not have done this without your hard work and your labor. You know, you can really tell who really loves their church when they work from sun up to sundown and still the time to have do the accounting of the resources and still make the phone calls and still make certain that everything is being decorated. We thank you too and all of you for what you did on today. So there's more to share about that a little later, but we want you to know how much we appreciate. We appreciate what you did. I know thank you may sometimes not feel like enough, but we were watching, we were looking. I was, when I came down on Friday to see how it was going, I saw them working in the dining room, and I felt kind of bad because I wanted to get in where I could fit in. I wanted to do something because they were working so hard, and I had an opportunity to pass out, put down some glasses with Stanley, but I felt like, well, he really do got this. I don't really need to be doing this, and felt like I was more like in the way than anything. I wanted to get in the kitchen and do some things, but I'm like, no, that's not my space. So they had it well in control. And so I just thought about what should I do as I stood there watching them work. because I don't want anybody to ever feel like that you got a pastor that don't want to raise up his sleeves. And so I said, well, let me just go down into the sanctuary, and I'll just go into the sanctuary and just pray for the success of the event. And I want to thank God for honoring our prayers on Friday. Also want to make this announcement. We are thankful to the outreach ministry. We have reached our goal of 50 Thanksgiving baskets and families that we are going to bless this year. That is like what, triple what we did last year? I can't remember the number, but I know it was double of what we did last year. And we thank God for that. And so for all of you who have been working on that, we want to say thank you. Also, Thanksgiving meals. We are giving out Thanksgiving meals to members of our community who are displaced. We're giving out Thanksgiving food to members of our community that are displaced. I don't like to use the word homeless, but displaced. And we're going to, the day before Thanksgiving, we're going to go out into the city led by Trustee Person and Minister King and Deacon Mayberry, along with some of our ladies as well. We're going to go out and we're going to pass out 100 dinners the day before Thanksgiving, just to do our part within our community. And then, Ebenezer, I want you to know that Thanksgiving Day, we will have services at Monumental Baptist Church of Chicago at 10 a.m. Pastor Lee and Pastor Barlow, Pastor Barlow's congregation, the Morning Star Missionary Baptist Church, they will be joining with us at Monumental for our joint Thanksgiving service. Also want to make certain that you're aware that next Saturday, November 12th, Ebenezer, we will have our business meeting. And then also I want to make this announcement. Where you at? I didn't talk to you, but two things with Derek and Jaconda are having a adoption party for Miles next on the 12th. He is official, y'all. Yes. God bless him. Amen. It's a lot of work raising children. Lord help. Y'all don't know. Or y'all must have forgot. One of the two. But we certainly celebrate this wonderful, wonderful thing. But also, starting next Sunday, if Minister Jefferson is ready, we're going to have our children's worship in the Smith Chapel. Also, let me remind you, I think Jesse Jackson once said, a hopeless people is a voteless people, or a voteless people is a hopeless people. What he was really saying in a sense is, make certain you get out to vote on Tuesday. I vote early. I ain't got time for the line. So I voted whenever the first day of early voting was, that's when I voted. But please get out to vote. We don't know what Tuesday night going to look like or Wednesday morning, but we know we have to do our part, and we cannot complain if we don't do our part. Don't think yours don't count. It does count. Also, next Sunday at 9 a.m., to all of those who have recently joined our faith community, we will be having new members class at 9 a.m. It will be in what we're calling the pastoral suite. Area where we will gather for that. That's over in the other building. Also, November 20th, after church, we will be decorating our church for Christmas. We're going to have a little coffee and cocoa and light snack. Okay, light snack. I don't do light, but okay. But after church on Sunday, because we have a major event coming up, and we want to decorate our church appropriately. Amen. I know the announcements are long, but at this first Sunday, I need to get them out to you. And then also just giving you a notice that December 25th, which is the fourth Sunday in December. I had to count. We will be having our services to start at 10 a.m. At 10 a.m. on Christmas morning. So we will be adjusting. We'll be getting with the music ministry. We're going to be doing something special and unique for that Sunday. But services will start at 10 a.m. Amen? Amen. At this time, I'm going to have Minister King talk to you about our benefit concert and how you can support and what you can do, who's coming, and what our process will be. Because let me just tell you, we have already spoken into existence that there's going to be at least 800 people in this building on December 3rd. And we're going to need everybody's help. In the Navy, we used to say we want all hands on deck helping us get this done. So at this time, Minister King will come.
Amen, amen. Okay, so as you guys know, we made a passing announcement a couple of weeks ago, and it is official, meaning that contracts have been signed and people are coming and money has been set aside. So on December the 3rd at 5 p.m., December 3rd at 5 p.m., we're hosting what's being a duly named a benefit for the birthplace. A benefit for the birthplace gospel concert that will be here. Somebody should have clapped right there. Jesus. A benefit for the birthplace of gospel music that will be here. The headliner will be Walt Whitman and the Soul Children of Chicago. They will be here live band in tow. I'm talking live music all night. Walt Whitman and Soul Children will be here. Eric Kirk and True Worship. Let me do this real quick. Everybody that will be here is a local Chicago, homegrown Chicago artist. We felt like if you're going to do something for the birthplace of gospel music, if we believe and know that gospel music started here in Chicago, and we believe, know, and own the fact that gospel music started right here in this very place, Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, then we figured if we were going to do a major, major concert, let's do it with our own folks here from Chicago. So we got Walt Whitman and the Soul Children. We got Eric Kirk and True Worship, an amazing group. Then we got Minister Shannon T. Lowe and the Lowe family. Let me tell y'all, it's about 500 of them. I don't know where they're going to fit, but we're going to put them in here. They roll deep. That's a big old choir. So I'm excited to have them here. Then we have, y'all know her, I would call her our own, but Peral Shante will be here. She's going to debut a little bit more of her latest single, Blessed Assurance. And then, of course, we have Sean McCurtis and friends. That's my god brother and his group. They will be here. And we'll be hosted by none other than 1390 iHeartRadio's own Miss Sonya Blakely. Sonya Blakely will be here as well. So we are excited, man. Look, this is what I need. The tickets are $40. Now, let me say this real quick. $40 go just like that. And I start my car, it cost me $40. So that's just real talk. The engine is a little big. But $40 is what the tickets cost. Or if you decide to buy two, you can get two for $70. What I need is everybody listening, watching, wherever you are. And let me say something real quick because I got the microphone. I'm going to take a little pulpit privilege. All of y'all that claim y'all know me on Facebook, do me a favor. If you know me, buy a ticket. It's just that simple. Because see, if all them guys think fast, we real good. So if you claim you know me, only I know so many of y'all do, but watch this. I got 4,674 friends. That's what Facebook says. I know about 435 of them. Personally, I need you 435 to just buy a ticket. There you go. See how easy that is? So if you do that, I'm asking you all to go ahead and do that. For those of you who are in person in here now, the trustees will have tickets. You can go and find a trustee and ask them for a ticket, or pay them. Pay them for a ticket. We're asking you to go and call somebody. Look, we've spent money on everything else. We spend money on everything else. You can do this, and it will be an amazing time. It's a two-hour concert. We start at 5 o'clock. We're dismissing at 7 o'clock. You'll be back home on Saturday night to watch whatever the last college football game is on Saturday night, December the 3rd. It's going to be good. We start on time, and I promise y'all, the music is going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. So do that. You can go to Eventbrite, eventbrite.com, and get your tickets. Those of you watching online, you can see that on screen. But go to eventbrite.com and get your tickets. If you just go to Eventbrite, if you're local, you can't do all, you don't know how to get there, just to go to Eventbrite and do a simple search for a benefit for the birthplace. It will come up no matter how you look it up. Just put it in there, a benefit for the birthplace. And I even make sure if you just type in the word Ebenezer and concert, it'll be the first thing that came up. I paid a little extra for the advertising. So y'all come home and help us with this. We need 800. We want at least 800. We can hold 11. We can hold 11. But we looking for 8. But Pastor, you know, every now and then, I think we should just go for 950. Let's just go for 950. That's all these seats right up in here. And look, it's first come, first serve. You show up, you sit wherever you want. Except for right there and right there. No, I'm just playing. But wherever you want to come, it's going to be a good time. We're going to make sure you are comfortable. It's going to be good. And God will be pleased and blessed. And Ebenezer will have a little bit more of what we need. All right. A little bit more of what we need. Amen? Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's continue with worship. Come on.
I got joy in my soul. All right. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter what his attack, I won't turn back. This is war. This means... This means I got joy in my soul. My God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter what he attacks, I won't turn back. I won't turn back. This means war.
I'm covered by the blood.
Those of you watching online, you see the digital ways you can give. I'll give you those directions internally as well. If you want to plan on giving digitally today and you're in the house, just ask one of the ushers for a card. They'll give you that with the instructions. But you can give online at EbenezerBronzeville.org, EbenezerBronzeville.org. Hit the Give Now button. Hit the Give Now button. You can go there as well. Friends of Ebenezer, the same directions are for you. EbenezerBronzeville.org. You can go there now as well. You can give via mobile, text to give, 312-779-0146, 312-779-0146. You can also give by mail, or you can drop off your gift right here at 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60653. I'm almost out of breath. Then you can give by mail, 773 on QuickPay, 773-960-9028. Again, 773-960-9028. And if you're here internally, you can ask ushers for a blue envelope that goes directly into our restoration project. So please feel free to ask the ushers. Let us pray for the offering. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. We said thank you, God. Lord God, we said thank you. God, we recognize that can't nobody do us like you can. Lord God, we praise you on today. God, we thank you for this offering. God, we thank you for both the gift and the giver. God, even those who had a mindset to give but did not have it, God, we thank you, God, for their hearts on today. God, for those that are going to give, God, we ask you right now, God, that whatever they give, let it not be a depletion from them, God, but a planting of a seed that will grow even more in the days and years to come. We pray now in the matchless name of Jesus. Let every heart that agrees, say amen. Oh, come on, say it like you mean it. Come on, say it, man, like you mean it. If you believe, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Come on and put your hands together in this way. Come on.
Thank everyone for their generosity and for their spirit of giving before we share the names of those in which we are praying for today. I'm going to ask LaTanya Michelle King to come to the pulpit along with Patricia Butts. I know you're up there behind the camera, but I need you to come. They often work behind the scenes. And I often know it's a big ask for them to come forward. Good, Minister King going up there. See how I've helped the free Minister King? He leading songs and directing the choir. See what happens when you make a joyful noise. Praise the Lord. Some of y'all get that on the way home. Amen. Amen. I wanted to really see if LaTanya would come down, but no. I really wanted them to know how appreciative your faith community is for your labor of love for the donor breakfast. I know there were many stressful days, and I know that there are many people that pushed your nerves. I could even be one of them. But because of your willingness to serve God by serving this church, your efforts made it an absolute success. So, I wanted to personally thank you on behalf of your faith community. Just these small tokens appreciation from me, because I didn't want the church to have to say we supposed to be putting money aside, and it's little, but you can at least, it's a token. And I know it'll help LaTanya on Taco Tuesday with all those margaritas that they consume, but I wanted you all to know they did an amazing job. They led the group. They led the group and still did their work that they do for the church. Both of these ladies are trustees. And we could not have been successful if it wasn't for them. So thank you. Amen. Yeah, do something with this mic. Is it battery or something? It's going in and going out. Okay. All right. Good to see Aisha and Chris in the house. Johnson, I married them some time back. We've been praying on them. This is a young couple, y'all. We've been praying over them and for them. Aisha has family members who came through this church and, you know, again, one person plants, the other one water, but God gives the increase. And so we pray that they will find this a place where they can work out their soul salvation here at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Amen? Amen. I just want you to know, again, I'm so excited. I was hyped, Brother Stanley. It is amazing what a few people could do when we put work together. And those ladies led us. And so the next charge is I want to see $809.50. I got one person clapping. Two. in this place. So this is a time where you call in your favors, because you know you support everybody else. And I don't know how many friends I got on Facebook, but I know I got some people that, they're going to sow a seed, and they ain't even got to be in Chicago, but they're going to make certain that 800 to 900 people are going to be in this building. Amen. I've already talked to Morning Star. I've talked to Metropolitan. I've talked to Liberty, and they have all said they're going to be in support. And you all have other faith communities that you know of. And so let's do our due diligence. It's prayer time. I just want to lift these names in prayer. And if you would like to stand in lieu of coming down to the altar on first Sundays, we will just have you stand. On the rest of the days, we'll have you come to the altar. But if you would like to stand, Susie, you know what my favorite one is. You know. She got me already. Okay. We're lifting in prayer. Lindsay Mayfield. We continue to pray for Marguerite Jones and Doris Robinson. Lifting up Deacon Chester Coleman. We saw Sister Brenda Love on yesterday. We're continuing to pray for her. She's here, she's here, she's here, she's here again. All right, praise the Lord. We're praying your strength in the Lord. Praying for Alfred Moore and Elise and Willie Grant. Praying for Kenneth Sexton and Al and Mary Burton, Shirley Anderson, Mary Sumter, Sarah Phillips, Mark Alexander, Gladys Evans, James, Reverend James Thompson, Albert Cheney, Angela Williams, David Pearson and Brenetta Pearson. Praying for Michael Jones Jr. and James Smith. Deacon Smith is here today. Every time he's in this building, at 103 years old, my heart is made glad. Ernestine Rowe, Tracy Hill, Chandler here, Laura Eddings, Jaleesha Eddings, Tamara Ransall, who is here today. Praise God for your presence. Lily Turner, Natalie Dumas, who's here today. Amen. Carol Blevins, Jimmy Simmons, Joe Muse, Todd Washington, Cheryl Rose, and Lainey Ams. Praying for Sister Myrtle Gunn. I talked to Danielle via text, and her mother is home, but she is being chaplained, but we are believing God. Amen. Amen. So we're praying for Myrtle. We're praying for the faith community of the Abyssinian Baptist Church of Harlem, New York, in the passing of their senior pastor, the Reverend Dr. Calvin O. Butts III. We're lifting them up today. Let us go to God in prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we are grateful for this day. We are grateful to be able to call upon your name, O God, and intercede on behalf of those whose names we have lifted. We can attest, O God, that you are a healer, that you are a restorer, and that you can turn situations around. And so, God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking right now, oh God, that you will go into our spaces, oh God, into the places, oh God, and address those needs of these thy people, oh God. If there's someone in need of healing, God, in the name of Jesus, touch as only you can touch, oh God. If there is someone that needs a word of encouragement, oh God, deliver the word, oh God, so that they can be made whole again, oh God. We come, oh God, thanking you for your manifold blessings. Thanking you, oh God, for continuing to make a way for us, oh God, despite the challenges we face in this world, oh God, despite the rising cost of living, despite the violence in our communities, oh God, we're trusting and believing, oh God, that your will be done in our lives. God, we lift up this church today, oh God. You know what we stand in need of, oh God. We pray, oh God, right now that you would give us the victory, oh God, as we seek to renovate our temple, oh God, restore our people and reemerge in this community as a community hub for the Bronzeville community. God, we ask right now that you would bless our efforts to fill this temple for this benefit conference and concert, God. God, we know we can do it because we're trusting and believing, oh God, that you will lead and guide us, oh God. So God, help us to come together as a people yet again to do this great work, oh God. God, we pray for our young people. We pray for the things that we're about to do in the lives of our young people, oh God, as we go forward in ministry. God, we pray right now for the balance of our service, oh God. We pray for the word that's going to come forth, oh God. And we pray, oh God, that when it is over, when it has the last word is spoken, someone will come and ask, what must I do to be saved? And it is then that we will give you the honor and the glory and the praise that belongs to you. God, you are excellent. You are mighty. You are awesome. And so we lift this prayer upon the wings of the morn, and we place it before thy feet. To the all-wise God, we pray, and for his sake we pray. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated in the presence of God.
Thy name, oh Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent. One more time. Oh, Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent. In all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, Jesus, how excellent is thy name. One more time. In all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, Jesus is
amen, amen, amen. God is excellent. I say God is excellent. Can I get anybody to co-sign on that? God is excellent. God is amazing. God is awesome. And God is good. I said God is good. God is so good. God is amazing. God looks beyond our faults, and God sees our need. How excellent is thy name in all the earth. In all the earth. In all the earth.
In all the earth.
In all the earth.
In all the earth. In all the earth. In all the earth. Jesus. Jesus is excellent. Jesus. Jesus is excellent. Jesus. Excellent. 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 Jesus, excellent. Thy name.
Amen, amen, amen. I just want to read, this is the season, this is the season, this is the season of thanks, the season of thanks. And so I want to use these Sundays that talk about thanks, thanksgiving, gratitude. So I was led to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I don't think y'all heard that. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thanksgiving every single day. Amen. That's what I want to talk about. Thanksgiving every day. I wonder this morning, and we'll need some real honest folks to respond. Do you give thanks to God for everything? I know you know the right answer, but I want the truth. Do you give thanks to God for everything? I know you got your parchment on the walls. I know you've got these high-powered jobs. I know you have accomplished a great deal in your space. But do you give thanks to God for everything? I know you have problems. Maybe your present circumstance don't look so promising right now, but I need you to know this morning, you are still covered by the grace of God, and you still have life and breath and the promise of eternal life. Do you give God thanks for everything? I don't know about you, but I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be transparent. It takes practice to be grateful for everything. Oh, I know you're thankful for your house, for your car. You know, the blessings is easy. It's the other stuff. Giving thanks to God is easy, easy when we can see and touch his blessings. The food on our table, the money in our pocket, the clothes on our back. But what happens when feeling grateful is challenging? What happens when you are going through some trials that make you feel disconnected from your Creator? Paul encourages us in Thessalonians to be grateful. To be grateful in three ways. First, he says, be grateful for everything. You know, the early
forefathers and foremothers experienced immense difficulty and loss when they came into this new world. There was disease and there was famine. There was a harsh winter and very little food to eat. Yet they decided to rejoice and thank God because they still felt blessed. We can always, in our own lives, point to situations in our lives that aren't as pleasant as we want them to be, but spiritual gratefulness supersedes our carnal troubles. Spiritual gratitude goes beyond our worldly difficulties. True gratefulness rises above our circumstances and allows us to see the hope that is in God. It's Thanksgiving season, and God's word said, in everything, give thanks. We can look to God's word. Daniel gave thanks when God allowed him to interpret the king's dream, but he also gave God thanks when he was thrown into the lion's den. David gave thanks for slaying Goliath, but he also gave God thanks through a life filled with struggles, filled with betrayals by family members, murderous scheme, his own sin, and the loss of a child. The Apostle Paul gave God thanks for his conversion, and we talked about it this morning in Sunday school on the road to Damascus. But he also gave God thanks through his incarceration, his beatings, his threats, and all the close calls he had while preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul wrote, sing and create a melody in your heart to the Lord, offering gratitude continually, God the Father for everything. Philippians reminds us, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. When the Colossians were struggling with the newness of their faith, Paul wrote, devote yourselves to prayer. There's something about this notion of praying and prayer that is connected to this expectation to give thanks. Don't just pray when you got a need. Lord, if you could just see your way to this $1.5 billion that they got. Don't just pray then. God's word says pray. Oh, y'all the only one to pray that? I'm the only one to pray that prayer? Really? For real, though? Oh, y'all ain't nobody in here got no ticket. Don't act like, come on now. They say, I got a few honest folks. But God's word says pray without ceasing. Be thankful for everything. That's genuine gratitude. Thankful for everything. What do you mean, preacher? Thankful that he woke me up this morning. Thankful that I had the activity of my limbs. Thankful I was able to drive myself to church and worship and praise him. Thankful that I had a little something to put in my mouth. Thankful I had shelter over my head in everything. Oh, in everything. Give thanks. And then he says, second, be grateful for God's will concerning you. You know, we need to stop whining about his will and develop a spiritual patience that accepts the path he has chosen for us. Because the truth of the matter is, all trials are teaching moments. All difficulties can be moments of instruction. When life is moving along smoothly, we seldom ponder God's will. And if we would be honest, we tend to pray less. But boy, when adversity rises, then we fall on our knees, pick up our spiritual phone and dial heaven's 911. Yet as Christians, we should remember that through every trial we face, every mess we get ourselves into, God is still in control. Oh, Satan may have power, but God has a plan. Our trials are opportunities to develop a closer walk with God. When we submit to God's will, he teaches us how to be calm in the midst of our crisis. How to be brave in the midst of our battles, patient in the midst of our turmoil, confident in the midst of our dilemmas, content in the midst of our struggles, and joyful in the midst of our sorrows. You ask, this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. It's about being in the will of God. God's plan is that you will confront opposition without surrendering. That you will handle your trials without becoming defeated. Deal with your temptations without giving in. Cope with your problems without being confused. And face your disappointments without being discouraged. Some Christians in here can remember when the enemy tried to push them down, but God's will picked them up. Satan tried to push you down, but God's will picked you up. Satan tried to mess you up, but God's will straightened you up. The enemy tried to tear you apart, but God's will put you back together again. It was the enemy's desire to hinder you, but God's will to help you. Satan tried to bind you, but God's will set you free. Because you do know, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But he said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. God wants us always to be thankful, to be cheerful, and to be prayerful. Ebenezer, you should know we're not going to accomplish our goals unless we are first thankful, unless we are cheerful, and unless we are prayerful. And I don't mean the prayer you say before you put food in your mouth or the one you say before you close your eyes at night. I'm talking about real prayer, prayer of petition, prayer of intercession for your faith community and for the people in whom you worship with every Sunday. It is sinful to be aware of God's will for our lives and then ignore it. God never gives us a command that he cannot provide us with the means to carry it out. But we just need to learn how to listen and follow. We learned as kids that song that said to trust and obey. Oh, because there ain't no other way. They didn't write it like that, but that's how it hits me. To be happy in a Jesus, trust and obey. Some things may seem impossible to you. When I think about what we are trying to do, trying to accomplish. When you write it down on paper, it can be discouraging. Because the numbers don't look good. You know, yesterday, we sent invitations out to 100 people, 100 businesses. Patricia, LaTanya, Yvette, all them, Stan, they sent invitations out to businessmen. We made personal phone calls to come to this donor breakfast. I should say that our goal was to raise $10,000. That was our goal. And so when we opened the door, Stanley, you know, we had everything ready. We had our promotional video running. We are Ebenezer. Telling the history of Ebenezer, going in the back and we're waiting 9 o'clock for people to start coming in. And we looking. Who's gonna come? One gentleman came in. Okay. A second gentleman came in his wife. A third young lady came in. And then a few of our Ebenezer family members came in. But we prepared for 100. Because we figured that if we could tell our story, that they will be moved to support what we're trying to do. And so when they came here and we were ready to start, we looked in the dining room, and there only was like 6 people. And I have to admit to you, it looked impossible at the time. It looked dark. It looked disappointing because I'm like, we done gone through all of this work. We have done everything we know to do. We have prayed. We only got 6 people. So we made our presentation. It looked impossible. The Red Sea, crossing that Red Sea looked impossible too, but they took that step, and we took that step yesterday. And after we had made our presentation, man got up and said, I'm moved by this. And folks, you hear these responses because they was there, because I didn't believe it either. And he said, I'm going to give $10,000 I almost didn't believe what I heard. And that was after a person online gave $3,000. And another person gave $3,000. And then another person who was there went online and gave. And when we looked up, we didn't reach our goal. Oh, y'all don't hear me. We exceeded our goal to the glory of God. It may look impossible, but with God, nothing is impossible. And so we give thanks. We give thanks for those 6 people that came up in here yesterday. Because we walk by faith. And not by sight. God's will is that we have purpose in our lives and learn to use our talents and our gifts to his glory. If we follow his plan for our lives, our relationship will improve, our confidence will be restored, and our behavior patterns will change, and many of the trials will be avoided. Finally, beloved, we need to be thankful for our Savior, Jesus Christ. Revere your Savior. Revere your Savior for what he's done for you. Does anybody appreciate what God, has God done anything? Has God done anything for you this week that you know you could not have done for yourself? Has God done anything for you despite your situation, despite the pain, despite the unpleasantness? You ought to give God your praise. Because of the truth of the matter, even Jesus gave thanks. John 6 says, and Jesus took the loaves when he had given thanks. He distributed to the disciples and disciples to them that sat down. Jesus didn't even wait to see the miracle. He thanked God in advance of the miracle. Again, Jesus gave thanks when he stood at the tomb of Lazarus. He said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. He didn't wait to see the miracle of Lazarus' resurrection. He thanked God in advance of the miracle. If you need a miracle in your life, let me tell you something. Give thanks to him right now through Jesus Christ, your Savior. Don't wait to see it before you believe it. Thank God right now for the miracle. As a Christian, you can't lose your salvation once you are truly saved, but you can cease to be thankful. You can lose your joy. When David sinned with Bathsheba, he begged, restore to me the joy of my salvation. Because joy is the way of life, not just a feeling. And it's always a challenge, but it's also a necessity. Nehemiah explained, he said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Strength comes from joy. Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Fruit is a sign of a healthy branch. Jesus said, I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Jesus also said, I have told these things to you so my joy may remain in you. And that your joy may be full. The crucial verb is abide. Jesus is the source of joy. Our power comes from the joy of the Lord. Even in difficult situations, we can find joy if we abide in Christ our Savior. Jesus deserves our praise. He said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. And to finish his work. And that's just what he did. Paul wrote, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You see, beloved, we should never give up on God because Christ didn't give up on us. Christ saw your thirst and he quenched it. Christ saw your care and he relieved it. Christ saw your emptiness and he filled it. Christ saw your faults and he forgave it. Christ saw your guilt and he pardoned it. He came to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. We were broken vessels until he mended us and made us sons and daughters of Almighty God. And so, beloved, you should know that Thanksgiving is every day. Don't be like the torch that burns steadily only on a windless night when adversity flickers your flame. Don't let it zap your strength. Be joyful. Joyful, I say, in the Lord, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We give thanks to God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. So don't just bend your knees. Bend your mind and your heart towards God for Christ's sake, who gave you immortality and promised you a home in heaven. Be thankful that one day, we will see him face to face. Did you hear me today? One day, One day we will see him and hopefully hear him say, well done. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord, the joy of knowing that you belong to God, the joy of knowing that you fought a good fight, the joy of knowing that you were a conqueror with Christ, the joy of knowing that the last trial has been endured, the joy of knowing that the last valley has been crossed, the joy of experiencing thanksgiving every single day. We used to sing a song, Minister King. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. A mighty long way. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. The doors of the church are open. Is there one today? We're opening the door.
My mother.
Is there one today?
You've been my father. You've been my sister, my brother too. Oh, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. A mighty long way. Oh, you've been my mother. You've been my father. You've been my sister, my brother too. Oh, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty
long way. A mighty long way.
Oh, I thank you, Jesus. 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 I thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. A mighty long way. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. Well, you've been my mother. You've been my father. You've been my sister. My brother too. Oh, you brought me. I know you brought me from a mighty long way. You've been my mother. You've been my father. You've been my sister. My brother too. Oh, you brought me. Yes, you brought me from a mighty long way.
Go ahead, Mark. Come on. You brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. Amen, amen, amen. Let us now prepare to receive the body of Christ, the body and blood that was broken and the blood that was shed for us. Let us draw near to this thy table and make our humble confessions to Almighty God. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we would ask right now that these elements might become for us your body that was broken and your blood that was shed. God, keep us mindful, O God, that if there's anything in our hearts and minds that would cause us to partake of this table unworthily, that you would remove it right now so that we might not drink and eat damnation to our souls. God, we thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for your willingness to lay down your life for us. We thank you, God, that you looked beyond our faults and you saw a need for thy people to be restored. And so we give you praise that you took the sins of the world upon your shoulders and died for us. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the earth. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the earth. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the earth. We lift now this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If you do not have any of the communion elements, if you would just raise your hand and our deacon will come to serve you. On the night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. As often as you eat this, you do so in remembrance of me. Take, eat ye all of it to your comfort." And in like manner, he took the cup of blessings. He said, this represents my blood that is shared for you. As often as you drink this, you do so in remembrance of me. Drink ye all of it to your comfort. When they had finished, they went out from that place singing hymns and rejoicing. I don't know what they sang, but maybe they sang one like this. I know it was the blood.
I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. One day he died. I know for me. I know it was the blood. Oh yes, I know it was. Stand to your feet. I know it was the blood. One day I was lost. He died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood. For me.
Let me skip to the best part. He's coming back again.
He's coming back again.
Oh yes,
he's coming back again. For me. Oh, one day when I was gone, he died.
And I know it was the blood for me. And now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, to him who's able to present you before his Father with exceedingly great joy, to the all-wise God be dominion and power, honor and glory, now, henceforth, and forevermore. And all of God's people said, amen.
Thank you. Check, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 2. Mic check, 1, 2. Mic check, yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
And then if you put
You want a copy?
Oh, okay.
You want a fan?
Come on. Come get him. Yeah.
Mic check 1, 2, 1. What?
How many copies?
12.
12.
Hey, absolutely. Look better than it was rehearsed.
Okay.
Come on now.
What about
thank you.